Before I begin, I just would like to bring to your attention that in the lobby there are a couple of boxes of Jewish Actions, which is the OU's Passover guide, and a lot of pertinent information. So if you haven't received a copy in the mail, you can get a copy out in the hall on the way out. I note always at the beginning of the Pesach share, there are certain markers in life, and every activity that one in the world, teaches, the first day of school is a certain benchmark. The last day of school is a certain benchmark. There are benchmarks. And there are bonus as well. The pre-Pesach share is also a benchmark. And I always wonder, it seems that it wasn't so long ago that I was here. And this is even an Ibiya. I had an extra month. And it still doesn't seem so long ago that we were here. There are times, from the Pasuk tells us, Oyes, it's a Oyes, Isata Oyes, from young children sometimes, Oyes is Maramas the Torah. A young child once put through a question that he asked, and answer that I provided him with it, he really put this entire chag exactly into focus. And one is amazed that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in the very first Mishnah, which really deals with the matters of Erev Pesach, he managed in a sly way, in an unbelievably sly way, in one word, to capture the essence of what this Yom Tov is about. If we stop to think, it's rather amazing. We're conducting the Storm Rosh Hashem for 3,500 years approximately, since the first Pesach. Svarim Arein Kates have been written on this Yom Tov. We gather as families, we discuss, we analyze, and there are always fresh things, an inexhaustible mind. And yet, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in one word, captured the entire essence of the Chag. And in a very sly way. The Mishnah, at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, the very first Mishnah, tells us, Arvei Pesachim, Samach Lemincha, Lo Yochal Odom Matcha Tefsha. It's a halacha that we all know. The first halacha really dealing with the Seder. The Erev Pesach, late in the afternoon, we're not supposed to eat much, so that we have a proper appetite to be able to eat the matzahs on the night of Pesach. Very first halacha. Then Rabbeinu HaKadosh goes forward. Lo yochal ad sheyaseiv, that a person should not eat on the night of Pesach until, now we're already discussing the Seder itself, until he puts himself in a position of haseiva, of leaning, and he has afilu oni shebi yisrael. The fact that he is even an impoverished person, that we understand. It was the habit of the rich to conduct themselves with a seba. But our Kodesh wants to tell us that this is not, this mitzvah is not only for the elite, not only for the socio-economic upper crust, but for all the various layers of society. That's an important halacha. But what is the word Shebi Yisrael? To the Oni Shebi Yisrael. We just started brachas recently, Rabbi say. Me'ein Masai Koyren Eshma Barovim. Did Rabbeinu HaKadosh write there, Me'ein Masai Koyren Yisrael Eshma Barovim? Why not? Well, it's rather self-evident. And the Torah was, and particularly the Torah Shabbat Peh, we know who its audience. We are the audience. There's no one, we don't think it's the non-Jew down the block that's being addressed by Rabbeinu HaKadosh in the Mishnah. So all of a sudden, we come to the halacha in Arvei Pesachim, and afilu oni shebi yisrael. Afilu he'oni you should have written, even the one that's impoverished. Why the word shebi yisrael? And I have to tell you, this question, I certainly should have realized it. I learned the Mishnah many, many times. And yet, the word slipped by. It slips by so easily. Until one day, a young child came, a pre-bar mitzvah child, And he says, Rabbi, what do we need the word Yisrael in the Mishnah for? I stopped to think. That's a question. Every word in the Mishnah is counted. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. The Rabbi HaKadosh wrote it as sparsely as possible so that we should remember it. An extra word in a Mishnah can't be. And upon reflection, I realized the genius of Rabbi HaKadosh. Rabbi HaKadosh addressed this very simple question. Why indeed must the impoverished person lean over in the manner of a sefer? This is a practice of the nobility. So if the wealthy, the noblemen, are asked to celebrate in this fashion, that's consistent with their general practice at a time of celebration. This is the way they act. So we should celebrate with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in no less a distinguished fashion than we celebrate with our fellow men. But an Ani, this has nothing to do with his lifestyle. Maybe the Gemara even reflects it. The Gemara says that if a person has nothing to lean on, he's too impoverished, so we can lean on somebody else's knees. I'd rather pour a saber. So the question Rabbeinu HaKadosh wants to address is why, for what reason? And Rabbeinu HaKadosh added one word to the Mishnah to tell me, I feel the Ani shall be Yisrael. As the Gemara relates in other places, that call Yisrael b'nei malachim nina. Every member of Klal Yisrael is a nobleman. Why? Because we are part of Mamleches Koyan and Vigoy Kodesh. That is the title bestowed upon us by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Melech, and we are his children. And that's Klal Yisrael b'nei malachim nina. And what the Rabbeinu HaKadosh tells us, perhaps this is debated in other areas of the halacha, when we apply this principle or not, the Tanoim debates. But one area is not debatable. And when it comes to the night of Pesach, there it's not debatable. There, the entire Chag is called Yisrael b'nei malachim nina. And in one word, it captures the essence of what this Chag is about. The nobility, the inspiration, the traditions, all of that is an attempt to appreciate and to transmit to the future the essence of what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam bestowed upon us at Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chumash in the beginning of Parshas Bo tells us, Uleman to saper bosne vincho ven vincho lema. Eis asher is halalti be Mitzrayim as I have toyed with the Egyptians. Bes eis esai asher samdi bom. And the wonders which I have wrought against them. Ani Hashem. Vidatem ki Ani Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam specifically tells us that what was the purpose, what was the function of the Makkos, what took place in Mitzrayim, we are to gather as people, as families, bincho ben bincho, multi-generational. And for what purpose? Leman tesaper, to relate to those that come afterwards, that which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has wrought. In the end of this past week's parasha, Parsha Shmini. Parsha ends, Hamala Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. That has brought us forth from Egypt. And Rashi tells us that we have been brought forth from Egypt, Almanas, with the understanding, on the condition that we will accept the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's mitzvahs. We entered into an eternal covenant with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is sealed at Sinai. The events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vahutziacha asom, tavdin asalukim al hahor hazeh." Its goal, its tachlis, is that relationship, that covenant, the bris of Sinai, which will be forged with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that stems from what? Hamala eschem eretz Mitzrayim. If we analyze and comprehend that which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has done for us. And Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lo kachas lo goy mikerav goy. Unfortunately, we live in a time of tremendous assimilation. Could we imagine today that somehow some Jewish leader of such charisma and force would arise that the most assimilated Jew would leave American society behind and follow him forth into the wilderness? Mitzrayim was, the Jewish experience in Mitzrayim was highly assimilated. Everyone worshipped idols. The Egyptians, and unfortunately our brethren as well. Bris Milah lapsed before we're able to undertake the Korban Pesach. The Rabbanu Shlomo has to command us to do Bris Milah again. And in that circumstance, the Rabbanu Shlomo brings forth Moshe Rabbeinu to the greatest superpower of its time. That's right. An economic powerhouse, a military powerhouse, an academic powerhouse. And Hamala Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. The Rabbanu Shalom comes, Lo Kachas Lo Goy, Mikher of Goy. Somehow there are stories. And Klal Yisrael becomes refocused on Moshe Rabbeinu, on the call of the Rabbanu Shalom, which has grown so dim. The essence of Pesach is to relate to the fact that through that process we became Mamleches Kohanim Gavoy Kodesh. And to fully comprehend what that means, it is not only enough to consider the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Haggadah itself relates, and it's one of the points that we raise the case to indicate that it's Haidah, it's Sheva, it's praise to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we raise the coast as a part of Shir V'Shelach. It's V'Hisha Omdel Avoseinu. But we talk about not only Avoseinu, El Shabachol Dor V'Doroim Dimaleinu L'Vakadosh Baruch Hu Matzineinu Miyodah. In the night of Pesach, on the night of Pesach, it does not suffice merely to recollect that we were saved from Mitzrayim. That's certainly the essence of what we focus on. But the Bala Haggadah tells us to praise the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as well. That Shebechol Dor V'Dor is Matzineinu Miyodah. And the Yaivetz tells us, if we wish to observe Nisim, which parallel or supersede the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's within our grasp. How? No, we're not going to find the video that Moshe Rabbeinu made for us. Sorry, can't put it in the IMAX next week. But what we can do, the Yaivetz says, is to study the survival of Klal Yisrael and Golus. The survival of Klal Yisrael and Golus is as miraculous or even more miraculous than the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yaivetz writes in the Hakdamah to his Siddur. I would add to the Yaivetz that if we did not appreciate the miraculous nature of Jewish history, the Rabbanu Shalom's guiding hand, which has sustained us throughout, then we cannot relate to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Events of 3,500 years ago that we have not seen and not observed, that we can only come to an approach through Amunah, if we don't have the window and the insight provided by the more recent experiences of Jewish survival and of the Rabbeinu Shalom's wondrous hashgacha, then we have no window, no insight whatsoever through which to possibly understand the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The 20th century was a very difficult and dark century for the Jewish people. We suffered Tsarist oppression, and it was hard to imagine that events which would take place after the Tsar would make those seem like mild times in comparison. And they were very difficult times. If 2 million Jews left Russia between 1890 and 1910 and immigrated to this country with all the language and cultural barriers that existed, then we know the Gehenna that they lived in. And yet, the monstrous evils of the Tsar were to be far superseded by the evils of Stalin and Hitler, yimach shemam, of communism and Nazism. And if one would have stated in 1945, what is the future of the Jewish people? We were at our lowest ebb since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. In a physical sense, a spiritual sense, an economic sense, what was our future? And that the Rabbeinu Shalom has turned the clock forward in the latter half of the 20th century. The American Jewish community has blossomed. Al Admas HaKodesh, millions of Jews. Only the wondrous ways of the Hashgacha could explain how it could be. At the dawn of the 20th century, a European diplomat said, a Jewish state, the Jews to possess Israel. Well, the world has four empires. The English Empire, the French Empire, the Ottoman Empire, and the Habsburg Empire. When all four, on the day when all four of those fade from history, the Jews will take possession of Eretz Yisrael. Not 40 years went by, and it was not a zeichar of any of them. The Rabbeinu Shalom, as I say, I'm not taking. The Rabbeinu Shalom has brought a phenomenal blossoming of Yadus, Al Admas HaKodesh, in ways totally inconceivable and unimaginable. If we see that and observe that, we see the Rabbeinu Shalom's awesome Hashgacha, the veiled hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with wondrous results. To comprehend the essence of what Pesach is, Yisrael defined it in the beginning of Parshas Yisrael, when he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he tells him, "Ki v'adover asher zodu aleihem," that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has punished the Egyptians in a manner which is consistent with the evil that they perpetrated against you. And Rashi tells us it's mida kereged mida. They threw lo aleinu our children into the Nilus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu drowned them in the Yamsa. What was so significant about ki v'adover shezodu aleinu? The fact of all the nisim, of all the makas, does not suffice. And a very beautiful maimor, which I will merely give you the conclusion of Yitzchak Kutna, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, the Rosh Hashanah of Chaim Berlin. A very close chab was part of the Holland Chaim Berlin for many years. Years back, when we were both single, he schlepped me together with him to hear of Kutna's maimor on Shri Yishal Pesach. The punchline of the maimor was a theme which is very common to the Achrayim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam could punish evildoers because they are evil, but not necessarily on behalf of the people against whom they have perpetrated the evil. There's a great deal of evil that is wrought against evil people too. But when the Rabbeinu Shalom punishes Mida Keneged Mida, it's a marker, an arrow. He indicates his purpose. And he indicated his purpose was his concern over the oppression of the Jews. It was not merely done to punish Mitzrayim, but for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And that's what Yisrael says. The defining aspect of Yitzias Mitzrayim is Ki V'adover Asher Zodu Aleihem. The essence of everything that has to do with the Seder is to focus on Hadar, to give thanksgiving to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and to understand thereby the tremendous bond that exists between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. The phenomenal Ahava, love, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has for his people. As the Nesivos writes at the beginning of his Haggadah, the question is a very famous question. After the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash, for what reason should we celebrate the Seder? Yetzias Mitzrayim would seem to be significant, he writes, when we're out of Mitzrayim. But if we're back in jail again, we're exiled from Eretz Yisrael, so what good does the Yetzias Mitzrayim do for us now? We have new problems. It doesn't solve our problems. So he says, that would be true, except for one fact. The Ga'alti V'Lokachti. And Ge'ula is Kinyan. We forged the bris with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam at Sinai. V'Lokachti Eschem Li'Liyom. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has taken us as his people. Inherent in that is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's promise that B'chol Dor V'Dor and every Golus that we will experience, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will not despise us and not reject us, no matter how sinful we will be. He will not rescind the covenant. And because of that, we celebrate the Tzias Mitzrayim. The Nesivos says, "B'chol dor v'dor," because the bris transcends no matter what any momentary situation is. Whether we find favor in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, or Chalila, we're not Eisen Ritzayin HaShem Mokom, but the bris with Klal Yisrael exists. And that is what we celebrate at the Seder. The stead, the chesed of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Ava for Klal Yisrael. And just one tiny insight from Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. The pasuk tells us it's Nakosom Shamat Mibnei Noiksov. The interpreted Ramban and that pasuk Naoko is the cry of a person who's mortally wounded. It is not something which stems from deep comprehension, not something that comes from insight, it comes from a philosophical stance. Those can all power tefillah and reaching forth to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Ramban tells us, and the Oka is the cry of a person who's been mortally wounded. It's an instinctive cry, which is in its own way meaningful, but yet superficial. There's nothing profound that's behind it. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what was the level of tefillah that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam responded to in Mitzrayim? Not the most profound of tefillahs, but it's Nakosam Shamat Mipnei Noiksov. The most superficial, the simplest of tefillahs. It lacked the full depth that tefillah should have, but it was sincere. We truly felt the pain of our persecution, and we felt the need of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's presence. Nakosam Shamatim Ibnei Noiksov. The Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such, to me that's a chesed, that we don't have to scratch the heavens. It's nice if we do. But if we're incapable of doing so, we're not yet on that spiritual level that would come at our Sinai. In Mitzrayim it was not present. It could not be present. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam meets us more than halfway. The slightest move towards the Rabbeinu Shel Olam on our part brings forth tremendous recognition from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself. And thus, the Yetzias Mitzrayim takes place. Let us think for a moment to comprehend that which we read in Parshas Bayit. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wishes to redeem us from Mitzrayim. We don't have a schus. We lack merit by which to be taken out of Mitzrayim. How was the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, how will he justify taking us out of Mitzrayim? On what basis? Is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives us two mitzvahs, as we recount in the Haggadah. Whoever alayach v'era mispossesses b'domayach. V'ayim aloch b'domayach chayiv, v'ayim aloch b'domayach chayiv. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives us bris milah, and he gives us korban pesach. For what purpose? So that we have a merit with which, a schus, by which to be redeemed. It's not that we were worthy of being redeemed, and thereby the Rabbeinu Shalom took us out. We were unworthy. But the Rabbeinu Shalom in his bris with Klal Yisrael said, Poko gifkor lakim eschem, v'alisim esach musam yizeitchem. The Rabbeinu Shalom promised Yaakov Avinu, Anochi ha'alcha gam oloi, he will emerge from Mitzrayim. He told Avram Avinu, v'dor avi yashuvu ha'inu. The Rabbeinu Shalom accepted his responsibility. How to achieve it? If we didn't have the schusim, he manufactured the schusim for us. He came with a silver spoon and he put it into our mouth. Sugar coated. So that we should merit the gula. If we contemplate the significance of Yitzias Mitzrayim, then inevitably we will come to the inside of Gidon. And say, Veshaiftim. Says that Gidon finally merited. The Rabbeinu Shalom comes to him and he tells him to save Klal Yisrael. Leif Leishatas Yisrael. Then the pasuk reads, and seems a Malach came. Then the Rabbeinu Shalom comes and tells him, Leich B'koicha Chozeh, with this strength, and you'll save Klal Yisrael. And Rashi tells us, apparently a Medrash, that after the Rabbeinu Shalom commanded him to save Klal Yisrael, in between the time that takes place, and the second vision of the Rabbeinu Shalom, came the night of Pesach, the Seder. And Gideon turns to the Rabbeinu Shalom and says, we celebrated the Seder last night. And we talked about how our Ovos were brought forth from Mitzrayim. He says, Rabbeinu Shalom, tell me, if our Ovos were worthy, then we should be spared presently in Eschus. Perhaps though you will tell us, our Ovos were unworthy, then the same way that you gave them Matnas Chinam and you spared them, so I implore you, spare us now. And the Medrash says, because it was Malamat Schus and Klal Yisrael, he pleaded a case before the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the Rabbeinu Shalom must intervene on our behalf. Is Leich B'Koycha Chozeh, with that Koyach of Limat Schus, Vayishat is Yisrael. Thereby, the Rabbeinu Shalom promised him, you will succeed. That's the Schus. And if we understand Jewish history from that perspective, then we never despair. We live in a very strange landscape in Jewish life. It's strange because on one hand we can find saintliness and sanctity in some precincts of Jewish life, in some communities. In others we can find the depths of intermarriage and assimilation and everything else that comes in between. With all the spiritual confusion that exists as to what it means altogether to be a Jew. And yet, if we understand correctly the message of Pesach, we do not despair. That very same Rabbeinu Shalom who came forth when we were unworthy in Mitzrayim, as Rashi tells us, and he gave the dynamic means, he created the schus, he brought forth the Moshe Rabbeinu, he created the circumstances that the Gula could take place. And to parallel Gidon's cry before the Rabbeinu Shalom, if our forefathers were worthy, then redeem us in that fashion. And if they were unworthy, and he gave them Matnas Chinam, they were also descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, bestowed that same gift upon us. And thus the eternal message of Pesach is not only one of personal salvation, of our own hope, but in the larger sense of the hope, but in the larger hope, for Klal Yisrael as well. We begin the Seder with a statement. Koldich bin Yaseh v'yecho. And then we add another statement of Kolditzrich Yaseh v'yipsach. And this is much perturbed on Mefarshim. But it's called Districh Yesev Yifsa. We don't have a Korban Pesach today. And if we had a Korban Pesach, on the night of Pesach, we can't invite them anyhow. The Halacha states in a Pesach Nechal Lelelem Nuyav, you have to join a group on Erev Yomtev before the Shechitas HaPesach. So what type of statement is this called Zitzrach Yetzev Yitzah? But as I've mentioned, the Mechilta, the Pasuk reason Pashas Bo, Mishchu Ukhu Lochem Tzoyim. And the Mechilta says, Mishchu Mishi Yeshlo, Ukhu Mishi Ainlo. Those that are wealthy enough, there are wealthy Jews in Mitzrayim too. If you are well healed, then take your own animal. If you don't have, if you're not well healed, you're impoverished, then it's the responsibility of those that are money to provide the means of the first Korban Pesach. Mishchu Mishi Yeshlo, Khu, take from someone else, Mishi Enlo. The first law of Chitim, Rabbi Yisai, was the means by which we brought the Korban Pesach. And we were brought forth from Mitzrayim, and that's the beginning of Moshe Chitim. All the way back. That's why it's so significant in this Chag. Because this was the mechanism by which we achieved the Schus, to be redeemed from Mitzrayim, through Moshe Chitim. But what do we tell the Rabbeinu Shalom? Nowadays, we don't have a Korban Pesach. So what can I do? All I can do nowadays is say, Kol Dich Ben Yesa V'Yecha. I'll extend myself to help others celebrate the Chag. But I'm not satisfied with that. What do I want in the future? Kol Ditzrich Yesa V'Yifsach. I don't want to stay where I am. Next year, in fact, I want to put up a different proclamation. I want to be in Yerushalayim. I don't want to hang a sign. If you need a Korban Pesach, knock on this door. And we'll take care of your needs. We have that confidence in our future. That in fact will indeed come for come to call Ditzrich Yetzir V'Yifsa. We end the Haggadah with the Chagadiyah, which in its classical interpretation is the entire cycle of Jewish history, all the way until Mashiach Tzidkenu. Thus, in the essence of understanding what it means that Kol Yisroel B'nei Melochim Nino, there's an eternal covenant, bris, that the Rabbeinu Shalom has drawn with us. And in that schus, the Rabbeinu Shalom will stand by us throughout all of history. And as He took us out of Mitzrayim, He sustains us through the Golus, and He will bring us forth from this Golus as well. That is the eternal hope of what the Chag is. That's why we can find in Klal Yisrael, under special circumstances, very special people, the Bris Kevavra Velvel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was the war years, 1940-41, he was in Vilna. And the Briskers are very, very machmer when it comes to making matzahs. And therefore he had special metal plates made upon which to roll the matzahs, so that there should be no chash of the wood and any dough sticking to them, etc. And many Talmidei Chachamim were up in arms that in the midst of the war, with all its difficulties and all the poverty that the Brisker Rav spent money for this, they were up in arms. And they went to Reb Chaim Eiser, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the Gadol HaDor in Vilna, and they expressed their shock at what the Brisker Rav had done. And Reb Chaim Eiser told them, if the Brisker Rav wouldn't bake matzahs the way he baked matzahs, the rest of us would probably wind up eating chometz on Pesach. But that ava for that mitzvah of the Brisker Rav, it is not only but the goal of Yisrael. There was a book written about a man who was incarcerated in the Gulag. I believe I saw it many, many years ago. I believe the book is called Sabara. And in there it relates this year's experiences on Pesach. He absolutely refused to touch anything which was chometzik. And with extreme difficulty and an extreme degree of sakonas nefoshes, that he managed somehow to survive through the 8 days of Pesach. Where does that strength come from? It comes from the understanding of the majesty of what this Chag is. That through this Chag, Ramal, indeed, Mamlechas Kayanim Vagoy Kodesh. But the Rabbi Shalom grants that the Roimimus, the spiritual exaltation that a person could achieve through this Chag, that we be Zaycha through the fulfillment of all its mitzvahs to achieve. In Klal Yisrael, in Torah, we believe that a person can only experience Kiddushah and sanctity through the area, through the means of the halacha. Through fulfilling mitzvahs, we come to sanctity. And thereby, it's important, in fact, in terms of to experience, not only in a technical sense, but to truly experience what the Kedusha